long, probably every bit as long as it ever had been. One should be careful, she told herself, in commenting on the decline of society. The elder Cato was the warning here. A frightful old prig. He had warned that everything was in decline, forgetting that once we reach 40, we all believe that the world is on the slide. Only if 18-year-olds started to say, O tempora, O mores, would the situation be really alarming. 18-year-olds did not say that, though. They no longer had any Latin, of course, and could not. You were going to ask me a question, he said. He knew Isabel and her digressions, her tendency to bring philosophical complications into the simplest of matters. Why are some people light sleepers? She began, and added hurriedly, I'm one, by the way. So am I, as it happens, he replied. It's often respiratory. Sleep apnea, where you keep waking up because you're choking. If not, it may be an idiosyncrasy of the brain. Is it a problem?
Not for me, not really. I go back to sleep.
He nodded. You could get yourself checked for sleep apnea. It's pretty easy to monitor sleep patterns. You don't look at risk to me, though. It tends to affect heavier people. That had been the end of the conversation as another guest had addressed the table at large and private conversations had trailed off. But now, lying in bed in one of these brief periods of nocturnal wakefulness that she had decided were the product of brain idiosyncrasy rather than breathing problems, Isabel turned and looked at the sleeping form of Jamie beside her. She still experienced a sense of novelty, even if they had been together for a couple of years now, a sense of having been given a precious gift. And he felt it too. He had expressed it that way too when he told her that he was grateful for her. I feel that I've been given something, he said. Somebody has given me you. Isn't that odd? Because it doesn't happen that way, does it? She watched him breathing. The sheet that he had drawn up to his chest and that lay crumpled about him like a Roman toga moved almost imperceptibly, but still moved. The act of breathing was not really an act at all, as the will played no part. We did not tell ourselves to breathe, except sometimes in yoga classes and the like. And when we were asleep, as Jamie was now, the system itself remembered to do what was required. And how many of the other things we did fell into that category? Isabel wondered what a detailed record of our day's activities would look like. Not a record of the sort that might appear in a diary. Went into town, had lunch. That kind of thing gave a broad brush account of what we did, but did not list the really particular, the hundreds, tens of thousands probably, of little actions in a person's day. We did such things all the time, tiny movements of the limbs as we sat in a chair or lay in bed, as she did now, little twitches, the flickering of the eyelids, the touching of the fingers, the inclining of the head. Those were nothing, really, background noise, one might say, but they would all be religiously entered in this record of the day. And then there were the things we said, the speech acts, as philosophers called them, which ranged from the ums and ers, the muttered phrases of apology on bumping into somebody in a crowd, the meaningless expressions that lubricated our social dealings with one another. A transcript of our speech over the space of a day would make sobering reading, Isabel thought. And over a lifetime? What would we have said? What would it amount to? How much energy would we have wasted on the smallest of small talk? How many months would be filled with sheer nonsense? And then, as often as not, when the time came to talk, really to talk, we were tongue-tied, as could happen to people at the bedsides of the dying, when there was an urgency that cried out for big things to be said, and we found that we could say very little, or that tears made it impossible to speak. Isabel remembered once visiting an aunt on her father's side who did not have long to live. She had wanted to thank her for her generosity to her as a girl, and although she had managed to say the words...